you're out there with these guys, as far as development camp goes, obviously nobody's going to make a team or anything to this week or anything, but what are you looking at? What are you trying to get out of it?
I think it's really good for us to see, for one, the, you know, this is my third development camp, and just to see, you know, the Zemers guys, the transformation, how much stronger they get. You know, a lot of guys are going the college route. And just to see some of the new faces, I think Jerry, Jason, they deserve a lot of credit for, I've been here for, this is my third development camp. That's the most, obviously, size I've seen. And then just talent, just seeing the guys that we just drafted, really bad with the names, but, like, the skill, and they've done a great job. And, you know, to see Kleber, like, how, you know, looks like a basketball player out there. Like, he's, you know, he's a monster. And the skating, the... and I know him a little bit from a couple of USA Hockey events, and same with Zemer. So just really good to see. But out there today, I was telling some of the – I mean, there's a lot of talent size out there for sure.
Is that the biggest change, like when you see Cleaver and Burka and Sturbeck and their size? Is that
yeah, and even Rudolph, like just the size and the skating ability for, you know, some of these guys with such – you know, size and skill, too, to move the puck. So it was a really good day. I thought TK did a great job. I thought it was really organized. The practice ran smoothly. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of – they had a hard day earlier in the gym. So it was just, you know, we put them through some things, showed them some video. But I thought today was a really good day.
A guy like Daxon Rudolph drafted 3 days ago.
Yeah.
You know, very new to the NHL. What do you want him and maybe a guy like Ilya Morozov to take from their first development camp experience?
I think just to take it all in. I think, you know, Yarmo spoke to the group, Lindy spoke to the group. I think we have amazing people here, not just the hockey staff, but the people behind the scenes, the strength and conditioning. They do an incredible job, and I think it's just enjoy being here and all the information. There's a lot of information being thrown out at these kids, and just to take it all in. And then you have, you know, they see a guy like Kleber, who's a little bit farther in his path, played college hockey for 2 years, going into his third year, just to be around, even learn something from them, to talk about, you know, his experience from, you know, going to college. Because before the rule change, you know, now – there's a lot of major junior kids making college hockey a lot better in the development path. I think is I'm glad they have the rule change, because I think it's great for kids to go to college and how much stronger they get, how much time they're putting in the gym with the lighter schedule. I think it's great path for players, but also the competition. If you look at some of the rosters that are in college hockey right now, it's you know, Michigan State's got I don't know how many first-rounders, but it's a great development path for young players now.
In your experience, is it good, like a guy like Morozov came over at 14 or 15?
Yeah,
and took
yeah.
part in the USHL, and now is taking part in college, only 17.
Yeah, no, I do think it's important. I think there was a group. I'm actually really familiar with the player. I was in the USHL when he was in the USHL. There's a group of Russian players that are starting to come over more. You know, their representatives are bringing the kids over, a group of them, 12 to 16. I was a part of drafting a Russian player that got drafted in the NHL in actually went in the second round, that came over, that played a year of youth hockey. And I think it's great. I mean, he was a really good junior player. I'm really familiar with the person to Anthony Noreen. We did a couple USA Hockey events. I talked to him. You know, the character is off the charts. And then for a 17-year-old to play not just college hockey, but play in the NCHC, he's really an impressive young man, and glad he's in our organization.
You know, Mike, what do you want to see going forward from Merka here, a guy who got a little taste of the AHL, has been in camp, and a guy also who's probably understanding the business of hockey because his name was out there on trade talks and still is out there, and he's got to try to focus and just keep doing his job.
Yeah, I think that's with any player, I think that's the world we live in now. Names are thrown around. You never know what's true, what's not true. And it's just a focus. You know, everybody's development path is different. And I think you have to focus on your road and what it's going to take for you to get to the NHL. And I've seen it in, you know, my time, going into my third year, I've seen all different paths. I've seen, you know, the Heleniuses, the Oslins, to the Trevor Kuntars, who, you know, everybody's path is different to get to the NHL. And I think for him, he already looks bigger frame. I think it's really important for him to have an off season where he could really train and get stronger. I think that was a big jump. You know, we were in the thick of it, you know, trying to get into the playoffs, and we had a really tough schedule. You come from junior hockey, and we put him into some really tough situations, and we played him in the playoffs, and he did a good job. And I thought as playoffs went on, he got more comfortable. But I think the things that are going to make him, his path to the NHL and his attributes is to move the puck quick, to be a really good defender, to be able to shut down plays. His transitional gapping against speed is going to be really important. His ability to kill plays in the corner and then, you know, be hard to play against in the net front, because you see the size. He's a good skater. He moves the puck well. I think those things are really important. But the number one is probably away from the rink to get stronger. I mean, there's being in the league for 2 years, it's a really hard league, a really hard division that we play in, especially some of the rinks we go to. But look forward to see him at this and then when he's at training camp.
What was it like for you this spring to see Noah and Constance jump in and get back to the playoffs?
I was just really proud. Like, honestly, you know, you have those two different situations. You know, Noah last year started out the season. He had 1.10 games, and I'm sure there was a lot of questions being asked about, you know, when is he going to – and I've even talked to some of you guys in here about it, and I probably said the same thing over and over. I'm like, hey, I've coached a lot of really talented players, but – not just the player, but when you see the work he put in, you know, while he was injured. I called Noah a quiet worker. Like, he goes about his business. He works hard, practice, real humble kid. And then he just has traits where you can't teach, and you guys have seen it. His ability to transport the puck, he makes players around him better. And I knew it was just a matter of time. I thought to myself, last year there was a moment where he came back from injury and I think he was AHL player of the month 2 months in a row. And then he went to Syracuse, which you guys know, there's nowhere to hide there. And I think he had 5 points. He had 2 and 3, was the best player on the ice. And he just kept getting better. It's who he is. And then to see him get the opportunity this year, I couldn't be more proud. I have a great relationship with both players. And then Helly, you know, Helly came over last year. You know, it's a big jump. The game's faster. He needed to get quicker. We had a really good discussion in his exit meeting about what he needed to do to get better. And, you know, there was getting to know the player, too. You know, a big part of coaching now is understanding what players, what makes them tick, especially at a young age. Like, Helly's a player that you could be extremely hard on. Like, and I love that about him. He wants to know when he's not playing good. He wants to know when he is playing good. And I thought this year he made a huge commitment to play winning hockey. And it wasn't just about points. And it's human nature when you're a young player to, when it's not going your way and you're getting points, to cheat the game a bit. And I think the most proud I was is when he got called up in a really tough environment. There's not many young kids could do what he did, but he's fearless and he has a swagger to him where he can go into any rink and he think he's the best player on the ice, and that's what makes Helly great. And I think watching those games in playoffs, just the way, not the production, just how he managed the puck how detailed he was, how he played in his own zone, all the things we talked about in our 2 years to help prepare him, you know, to an opportunity like that. And he ran with it, and they're unbelievable. Like I said, when I was at the national program, I was fortunate to be around maybe one of the best classes, the Will Smiths, Ryan Leonard's, you know, future stars. And those two players are right there. Like, they're some of the best people, kids I've ever coached. And I'm thrilled I got the opportunity and grateful to coach them, honestly. There's a lot of gratitude that it doesn't happen often where you get kids like that that want to be coached, that are great people. And I'm not surprised. It was just, it happened fast with both those kids. So they're great players and going to be great players for our organization for a long time.
At the Clever, he's probably become one of the NCAA's best defensemen, at least defensive defensemen.
Yeah.
What what's the wow factor with him? I've
known him since he was 16. Just to, to see the transformation in his game of a lot of players fight with their identity of what they are as a defenseman, and he was, I think, the first sophomore ever in that league to win Defenseman of the Year, and he has really become, his identity is a shutdown defenseman that can move the puck fast and really kill plays and match up against other teams' top lines. And he's really become a really, really good defender in college hockey and a really good league to, you know, he was a big part of his team. I'm close with their staff there. Their assistant coach is one of my good friends. And to see the transformation in the program, and he was a huge part of that. I think even out here, the skating is, for how big he is incredible. And he, you know, I think he's gotten a lot stronger. He's a really good kid. He's humble, and excited that he's in our organization for sure.
The jump that he's made this
year. Yeah, he's another player. High character individual, knew him a little bit from the national program, and he's just a winning hockey player. And then if you look at, you know, Minnesota's been a top program in the country for a long time. They, you know, they had a tough year. They made coaching changes, and, you know, he, you know, to have, I think he was over 20 goals in the Big Ten carrying the mail for his team. You know, he's just a winning hockey player. He does so many things, the way he competes on pucks, the way he tracks. It's not a fair compare. I don't want to say he's Josh Doan or Benson, but that's what you're going to get. I would say that's his he's an intangible player where he does everything right, and he helps you win hockey games as a coach. Like, you could use him in any situation. World Juniors, the year power play penalty kill. You could play him anywhere in the lineup, and he's a great. He's a really good kid to be around. They've done, like I said when I started, Jerry and his staff, since I've been here, have done an incredible job of not just the players, but finding really good people. And I think at the end of the day, we're in a business where it's you want to coach good people, you want to be around people, and they've done a fantastic job.
Gavin McCarthy, signed with the Sabres out of BU, went to Rochester for the end of last season. What's the development goal for Gavin now that he's in the pros? Is it skill-wise? Is it psychological? Is it just making the transition to an entire year of pro hockey?
Yeah, I think a couple things. I think when you go from college, you know, he was playing a lot of minutes. He was on the power play. He was 26, 27 minutes a game. Now when you get to the American League, his role and identity is not that we don't think he could be on a power play, but you have to – anytime you're a defenseman playing pro hockey, the first thing they're going to do, whether it's up top coaches, you have to be a really good defender. You have to be able to kill plays. You have to be able to play north, move the puck. And I think those are the things where there was an adjustment. I thought Gav did a good job at the end of the year. He didn't play in the playoffs, but there's a lot of tools there. Now it's just rounding out those tools to play a pro game. It's a heavy game in the American League. It's almost a lot. You know, you guys come to the games, it's almost chaotic sometimes at times. You know, it is. Like, it's just, it's physical. There's guys, like, it's just a hard game, especially for defensemen in the division we play in with some of the heavy, if you go to Syracuse and play on a Wednesday night, there's nowhere to hide for a defenseman. And you, like you, that's a good development rink for guys to go in. And I think Gavin did a good job. He's in, got to get stronger. With a lot of it is the same for some of the young defensemen coming to the American League. It's really important to round out those skills to be a really good defender, because that's what everybody's looking for at the next defenseman. Everybody's trying to find a 5-6 that could play reliable minutes, and it's really important. So I'm excited to see him, his growth when he comes to training camp, to put in the work in the summer to be ready to go.
A little more about Burke, the 8-game Burke that you saw at 18 years old.
Yeah.
Was there a big difference between that Burke and the guy who played the 3 games in the playoffs once you got him back?
That's a good question. It's hard to say, you know, because you go from playing same thing with junior hockey. Like, he came in training camp. He had a really good training camp. I think confidence plays a huge thing, too, with a young player. He goes into training camp. He played really good in the exhibition games. He comes down to Rochester. He's playing with a lot of swagger and confidence. And then, you know, he went to World Junior, or he went back to Seattle. You're playing a lot of minutes. His team wasn't as good. And then you get him back. I think confidence plays a huge factor in a player's development, especially for a young age. I thought his first couple games back, I think it was a deer in headlights a bit. Just this, and we had a really hard schedule. Like, we played Providence twice, and they won 54 games. So we put him into some really tough environments. But I thought as, you know, he got back to where he was when he first came and played early in the season, started to get more comfortable. It was good, really good to put him in those games, high-stakes environment, playing in the playoffs, especially, you know, we ended up playing the team that, you know, won the whole thing, so they were a really good hockey team. For him to play that series and go through the emotion of the series and have a chance to, you know, in a Game 7, that environment, I thought was really good for him.